And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
New and disturbing data indicate that American mothers and babies of color are dying at staggering rates. At the national level, black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related issues than white women, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Native American women are also more than twice as likely as white women to die due to pregnancy-related issues. Even more worrisome is the fact that overall maternal mortality more than doubled between 1990 and 2013. Preterm birth and infant mortality rates are similarly discouraging. This situation needs to change, and now. At a recent hearing in Washington, North Carolina Congresswoman Alma Adams called for swift public action to attack the problem. But sadly, Republicans, including North Carolina's Virginia Fox, complained about the idea of spending tax dollars on the crisis. The bottom line, Adams is right and Fox is wrong. At a time when the richest 1% of Americans are staggeringly wealthy, it's simply obscene that mothers and children are dying at rates of the developing world for want of public investments in healthcare and the social safety net. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.